This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Stop! Russian, stop!
Infowars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
All right, if you just joined us, I've given the phone number out for people that disagree and really think that we're under Russian control, that I'm getting orders from the Russians, that I'm getting funding from the Russians, that Trump is, and that there's proof there. Can't believe I'm on the air even saying this. This is so ridiculous, but it makes me angry just to say it, because it's like you're welcome to call in and, you know, ask if... I'm a violin player from China. It just has no connection to who I am. But that's the whole narrative by the globalists that have hijacked the country. They're the foreign multinational force. But I want to challenge you. Are you proud of what Mueller's done? Are you proud of the fact that there's nothing in any of this? I mean, Trump's done nothing. So the media resorts to hoax headlines that Flynn has agreed to testify against Trump, that he was ordered during the campaign to meet with Russia. We've got him! We've got him! We're going to get him! Let's cue up Joy Behar again. You can't play that enough. And then you realize none of it's true, and these are the foreign globalists that have hijacked our country, and here they are betting against America and celebrating, hoping they can kill the recovery. So I want to ask folks, what do you think is going to happen if they have their way? They have to have the House vote to indict the president. And this whole investigation has been discredited. And so I don't see them being able to do it. I don't see it working. But they don't care. They're like piranhas just rushing headlong. They're getting more and more violent. They're calling for more and more violence. So I'm asking our listeners, too, what do you think they're planning? Why do you think they're so arrogant? Because they have nothing except on them. And what should we do to expose them? Well, I know this. Congressman Nunes, I really like him. He's exposing their criminality, talking about criminal contempt charges. We now learned the Justice Department for 11 months has been investigating Mueller and these political FBI agents and their activities, and they were about to release that info. So that's why Mueller leaked it ahead of time. So, it's all starting to come out, and the fact that the economy has been stabilized is the main reason they think they can't get rid of Trump, and that's why they're trying to get rid of the economy, but they're trying to say the president has accomplished anything, and the president's a loser, ignoring all the facts, to kill confidence. And so that's really it. If they can kill confidence, and if they can kill the economy, and if they can kill this recovery, they believe they can string this Russia baloney out long enough to finally get control of the House so they can start the impeachment of the president, which itself will lead to a giant train wreck and a civil war in their own words. But let's go out to break with Joy Behar again. I'm going to come back and go right to your phone calls.
Back to the show.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Oh, breaking news. ABC News' Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. Yes! Yes!
We're going to screw this country over good. Piss on America. Yeah. Woo! Let's report some fake news. You know, I've been getting really upset about all this, because this is serious stuff. And InfoWars is at the center of it. You're at the center of it. But now, I've really been analyzing this. We're going to win. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
Okay, if you just tuned in, we've gotten into the second hour. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I have issued a challenge. I want Democrats or liberals or mainline Republicans, whatever you call yourselves, mainstream media junkies, to call in and tell me the evidence that I'm involved with Russia, that Trump is, and that you think Mueller's doing a good job. I mean, explain to me with a straight face, because they have congressional hearings saying that I'm a Russian agent with no proof. This is unprecedented. McCarthy never did anything like that when he had evidence on people. I've told Congress I want to testify. I love it. Because most of those Democrats have been paid off by foreign governments. Most of them not China. I mean, not Russia, but China. So I'd love to get in a hearing with them and tear them up, the little traitors. But instead, they just sit back and claim that Trump's this and Flynn's that and Alex Jones is this and our whole movement are just a bunch of boobies, a bunch of rubes, a bunch of schmucks, a bunch of marks, a bunch of nincompoop moron suckers who just were bamboozled by the Russians to want to get President Trump elected. And then, oh, it's so horrible now that the Russian agent is elected, the economy's roaring back, the military's getting stronger, the borders are secured. I mean, you think the Russians would do that? I mean, wow, the Russians really are our friends. And I watched this morning, because I got up at 3:30 in the morning, couldn't sleep. I watched the last few months of Saturday Night Live's opening live monologues. And in every monologue, they say, they had one with the Vice President Pence, and he's in a meeting talking to folks, and he says, they're like, tell your boss this. And he goes, I can't tell our boss Vladimir Putin that. And then the studio audience laughs. Or like, Mr. President, we need you to, you know, get this done. He's like, I don't know, I've got to call Putin first. That's supposedly funny over and over again, that Trump's getting orders from Putin. And then they had a New York Times article, but we had a whole bunch last week, saying chances are Trump's controlled by Putin. I mean, it's one thing to have senile, crazy Nancy Pelosi or Maxine Waters up there saying the idea for the swamp and the idea Trump didn't come up with that, Putin gets on the phone and puts it in his ear. That is ridiculous. But nevertheless, despite the fact the Democratic Party is up to their eyeballs with all this Russian collusion, they just keep saying anybody that opposes them is a Russian agent, including Tucker Carlson, Senator Rand Paul, myself, Matt Drudge, DrudgeReport.com, Breitbart, who else? Well, the entire Trump administration. Yeah, there it is. Odds are Russia owns Trump. I mean, oh, odds are I'm a monkey's uncle. Odds are when this writer, Michael Goldberg, sits down, he craps out Tiffany cufflinks. Odds are at the end of every rainbow is a pot of gold and a Lucky Charms creature. So this is your chance to set me straight. And they tell me that nobody's calling in that really disagrees. So Allie was asking, can they just slightly disagree? Yeah, as long as you're serious, tell me how I'm a Russian agent, how Trump's a Russian agent, or how we work in collusion, or how I get my info from the Russians. You think I get anything from the Russians? What I do have is probably ADHD, and I've just got too much news here to cover to make my head want to explode. So I want to get this out front, but I also want to ask regular listeners. What happens if they do indict Trump from the swamp, from the kangaroo grand jury, out of D.C. with Mueller, and then you've got all this collusion with Mueller and the Clintons for real with Russia? It will force real criminal investigations of the Clintons that will bring them down. But they're so arrogant, and they've got so many people dug in the Justice Department, they believe they can weather that storm, somehow get Trump in trouble for non-existent Russia collusion while they're getting hundreds of millions of dollars from the Russians and transferring our strategic uranium and more to them. So that's the question. How does all that work out? And it really hit me when I was asking the question earlier today when I first gave the number out last segment. If they can't retake the House, they're not going to get the indictment for impeachment to have the trial in the Senate. And they don't have a chance in hell. And if they don't get the recovery scuttled, if they can't beach our recovery, if they can't wreck that, they're not going to get the House. And so they don't have a very good chance of executing this, but here's the problem. They could cause a civil war or they could kill the president, and they're making every indication and every noise and every activity and every signature, every wavelength, every indicator that they are planning to kill the president or have a palace coup under the 25th Amendment and declare that he's mentally ill, which we first broke 9 months ago they were going to start, and now you see him doing it. And just like Project Veritas, just got more video last week inside the Washington Post where they're going, listen, there is no Russian stuff, but we're ordered to make it up. This thing's a total hoax. You got CNN saying the same thing in undercover videos. Well, in the same kind of meetings we learned, Roger Stone learned from the New York Times and the Washington Post, that they said, well, after all this sex stuff fails and the Russian thing fails, we're going to go with the fact that he has early onset neurological disorder, that he's got some type of Alzheimer's type dementia. And they're in the meetings talking about the bull. So that's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. That's the problem, is that they don't know when to quit. They tried to steal the election. They did steal it from Bernie. They tried to steal the nomination. They tried to block Trump from being seated as president. And they're just back like herpes. They will not go away. And Hillary's openly making noises about running again in 2.5 years. Yeah, we're already a year into the Trump presidency. We're already 13 months since he got elected. We're like 11 months since he got inaugurated. And they have every intention of not just overthrowing Trump, but politically overthrowing our entire America First movement. They intend to outlaw it. They intend to shut it down. They intend to censor it. And they're doing it. We're seeing much worse censorship on the internet than we saw during the whole campaign. Because now they're really desperate, and now they're willing to go for broke. And that's what's so crazy, is that we're now facing a crazed enemy that has got the general public that's on their side, 30-40% of the public that literally believes this whole narrative and is ready to start fights with people at restaurants and grocery stores and on the streets. They were a bunch of really wimpy Democrat lobbyists. I learned who they were from the owner of the restaurant, who were walking over to our table Saturday night when I was there with like 10 UFC fighters, some of them world champs, and saying F you to me, and then looking at the table and saying an F all of you. And that's a perfect allegory of these wimpy Democrats, 55, 60 years old, with earrings and long hair, and they're trophy wives. And I'm not against earrings and men and long hair. My point is, they were really kind of soy boys. Walking over to go, F you. And then, by the way, F all of you too. Everybody's just like, and they come back by the table and say F you. And they come back by the table and say F you. And finally, we went and complained to the manager, and he went over and told them they quit. It's just, they just want to point the finger like Nazis at us and say we're the bad guys, when all we're trying to do is get the country back under U.S. control, not foreign multinational control. You guys aren't part of the power structure. Quit pretending you are.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
It's too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going directly to your phone calls. Coming up the next segment, Senator Graham. It's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. See the video. Time to start moving U.S. military families out of South Korea as the U.S. orders largest ever military drill to simulate war with North Korea. Boy, if that kicks off, we should get some of our military experts on and talk about what that's going to look like, what's going to unfold there. So while we're all talking about Russian collusion and all this made-up baloney and fake news, and how they want to impeach the president, we've got North Korea really looming. That's some of the news that's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And remember, they don't want those videos, those articles shared. So the only way the articles get out and around the censors is when you share it. And then also coming up, remember the lady that got shot and killed by the illegal alien who'd been deported five times and committed all those crimes? The lawyer for him, he got him off, even though he admits he shot her, lionized him and says he's a great guy and was never violent. So it's not enough he didn't get a manslaughter charge. I mean, you accidentally shoot somebody, you get a manslaughter charge. You don't even get that. It's just totally sick. So that's coming up in the broadcast as well. If you just joined us, I'm taking phone calls now from people that disagree with me and really think that there's some evidence of Russia being behind the 2016 win. And then specifically, I'm also asking other listeners that are calling in, how do they think they're going to get the indictment in the House? And then what would happen in the Senate? And then what about all their real Russia collusion? They just think they're not going to get in trouble? And have the very people that ran the Russia collusion for Obama and the Clintons now running the Russia collusion investigation? This is so satirical. If somebody wrote a satire novel where the guy running the investigation is in secret meetings with the Russians, giving them uranium and cutting down criminal investigations of the State Department head, getting millions of dollars to give Russia our uranium, and then the same FBI guy is in bed with a bunch of Russian companies, and then it just gets worse from there, you'd say, that's ridiculous. That would never happen. Well, it is happening. I'm going to your phone calls, but if you just joined us, here's the headlines. Is President Trump's legal team preparing for an imminent obstruction of justice charge? NBC News, Feinstein, Senate Russia probe, building obstruction case against Trump. Meanwhile, they're saying the evidence they've got is the Logan Act. Trump's not violating the Logan Act, and that's something the Democrats do violate. Bilderberg, Davos, all of it. When the National Security Advisor is calling up world leaders, that's what you're supposed to do. But again, they prey on the ignorance of their voters. That's why Democrats always talk about how dumb conservatives are, because that's their weak point. The average Democrat, we have the video all over the country, is the most servile, stupid, hateful moron. You've seen the Hillary Clinton book signings. We send out reporters politely. Women come over like sea hag goblins and start cussing and screaming and attacking. And it's like almost every woman is nastier than the last woman. And it's like, good God, where did they raise these people? Under rocks? Slovenly, lazy, stupid, entitled, hateful. and they believe they're in an existential war with Christians, and if they can just dominate America that they fed off of, then somehow they'd be somebody. That's the whole existential struggle they're in. They're just sacks of trash. And they hate us. They're like hordes of zombies. They just hate the living. They hate those that are informed. All right, Ken, Kevin, Terrence, Aaron, Chad, John. Does any of these people disagree? Maybe Kevin does. Kevin in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I've listened to you longer than the NSA has and watched your show. And I have to say, you're probably the worst double-speaking liar there is. And I can prove it. The first thing is, when it comes to Russia, there's one thing that you could do to prove it, but you won't. Release your finances and prove to your audience where your money actually comes from.
Keep going.
Okay. The second, as far as doublespeak goes, I mean, you already said on Joe Rogan's podcast that you were pressured by your advertisers to lie about Y2K. You said that Russia launched intercontinental ballistic missiles against the United States. Now, another reason why you're probably tied to Russia is you don't call Vladimir Putin a literal demon. Just like you call Hillary now, you called Putin back then a literal demon.
Okay, hold on. That's a lot for me to remember, so let me just go through each one first. I've told the story about not knowing how real Y2K would be and how the Navy said that it was all going to crash and how the government first put out that it was going to be this real thing. And then I didn't believe it was real for a while. And then by the end, sponsors and listeners like convinced me that, okay, maybe something's going to happen. Then ABC News reported that an intercontinental ballistic missile was fired from Russia and may have malfunctioned on Y2K. William Cooper and others edited the tapes together for me, like on air 18 hours that day to make it like in some 5-minute tape to sound completely insane. So that's fake news. The other thing is release my finances. Well, you release your finances. What does that mean? Like, show us Russia isn't giving you money. Russia's giving me zero money. I'm financed by the listeners buying products. And last time I checked, I think we have almost no orders going into Russia. The UK orders a lot of stuff. Canada orders a lot of stuff. Mexico orders a lot of stuff. Strangely enough, France orders a lot of stuff in Japan and Australia. They still pay, you know, the fact that it's expensive to get stuff over there. I'm trying to set up a European division, an Australian division. That's coming next, you know, so that we can actually have product in warehouses there to make it better for folks. But, I mean, again, you literally, because, see, if I say something on the biggest podcast in the world, it's not like I'm saying it in secret. I always see the headlines. Jones caught smoking pot. We caught him on a podcast that had 45 million viewers. It's like saying Jones got caught, in the Super Bowl. If I was in the Super Bowl, I got caught throwing a football. I mean, it's just these little weird semantical games that people engage in are just bizarre. I mean, where's the evidence of Trump and Russia? Where's the evidence that I'm involved with Russia? Do you literally, actually with a straight face, Kevin, you believe that I have some connection to Russia?
So, Alex, I'm going to take you up on your deal. I will release my finances, and you will have to do the same. You just said it to your whole audience. Release my
Hey, listen, bro, yours. You have nothing.
This is my proof.
I appreciate your call. You've got your proof. I appreciate your call. There you go, folks. There you go. I said Russia fired a missile, and then I must be paid by the Russians. They have nothing. They have no facts. We're going to make America great again, whether you like it or not. Have fun up there in Canada, bro. We'll be back with more calls.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, tissue and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the ATX, broadcasting worldwide. You take a mortal man.
You take a mortal man.
Put him in control.
And put him in control.
I'm Alex Jones, your host, and the great Dave Mustaine is bringing us in.
Watch him become a god.
Watch people's heads a roll.
Watch people's heads a roll.
Just like the Pied Piper, let rats loose. Okay, I'm going to try to settle down because I get in here under the bright lights and I've got all this huge news and I tend to just let the whole show go by without getting a bunch of your calls. I'm going to try to scientifically, bam, 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 go to your calls as quickly as possible. We just took a call from somebody that was going to give me evidence of my Russia connections and he had none. It's ridiculous. The Cold War is over. Ideologically, Russia is more like the U.S. used to be. We face the same globalist foes, multinational corporations that want to control our countries. That's the only connection we have with Russia. And I do share Russia's views on getting away from globalism. And I don't buy all the hype about Vladimir Putin because I've investigated it myself. It's the same mainstream media lying about me that lies about Putin. And I'm certainly not lionizing Vladimir Putin. The point is, most of it's a load of bull. That's their country. This is my country. The communist Chinese are the ones that have bought off a lot of our media, that are starting to control Hollywood. They're the big issue. So, before I go back to your calls, just briefly here, I do want to remind listeners that we are under globalist attack for a good reason, because we're effective, we understand what's going on, and we're promoting freedom worldwide, and we're exposing the globalist program. So, if you do support the broadcast at InfoWarsStore.com, it's a big deal. DNA Force is an amazing product, and it's been sold out for a while. It's back in stock, and it's got a 96% vote rate with readers, with listeners, with viewers who've tried it and who've taken it. Similar formulations sold by medical clinics are $300 to $600. It's a good deal at $149. It's $99. You're talking $50 or more, depending on which formulation. It varies each time how much stuff costs us, sometimes $45, sometimes $60, of product in DNA Force. So when it's $99.95, it's a great deal. It's now back in stock for a very limited time, and I want to sell it out here in the next week. More isn't coming in until sometime next year. And we're doing a reformulation, by the way, so this is the last of this formula of DNA Force. Also, we have several new specials we're running this week. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, empowered with colloidal silver and iodine. It is 50% off. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste for adults and children, two different formulas. Also, vitamin mineral fusion with all the amino acids and everything, fruit punch flavor, totally natural, organic, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of those products, again, funds this entire operation. So I want to thank you for doing it and putting up with me. I took one of my daughters to have her tooth removed this morning because it had never come out and the tooth was coming in above it, going into the other tooth. So I took her in. I'd never met the dentist. They'd been there four or five times the last few years, but I'd never met the dentist. Dennis come out and shook my hand, was a listener. They had the anesthesiologist. It's under regulations and laws now. Even if somebody gets put on laughing gas, they have an anesthesiologist there to do it because of all the lawsuits and stuff. He was a listener, got a photo with me, and it was just very humbling that professionals all over are listening to the show. Because I'll be honest, sometimes I think the show's good, but half the time I'm sick of hearing my voice. That's why I have a lot of guests on and other talk show hosts and stuff, because I want to build something that's more diverse. But we're winning. When everywhere I go, we run into people that are big fans of the show and that, you know, tell me about what was on the show just yesterday. So there are a minority of people, mainly white yuppies who are entitled, who will lash out at myself or you or others for promoting freedom, but they are the dwindling minority. So there is a lot of hope. And as long as the economy's growing and we have optimism and we know what a fraud this Russia investigation is, we know it's not going anywhere. But the question is, then what are they going to do as they get more and more angry and more violent? Hashtag hunt Republicans, hashtag Black Lives Matter, hashtag kill the cops, hashtag go out and beat people up. Just because you politically disagree with them. I mean, what's going to happen with these people? That's a big question. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls now. Terrence in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, brother.
Hey, me and my girlfriend Sabrina have been listeners for a long time. I've been listening a lot longer. Now, this is just what I like to say to you, Alex, as a human to human. You know about communication contact. You've taught me. Now, this is what I got to say. You were a lot more passionate about what you were speaking about when you were trying to save the world besides the politicalness. Defending Trump. Now, are you seeing something in your tarot cards that says you need to put all your chips down on Trump, or we're doomed dead? Or do you see any of the fact that keeping Trump right now is leading this race war and a possible civil war? Would you give up Trump to keep a civil war from happening?
Just do me a favor, turn your radio down, but it's a really good question. It's more complex than that. It's not that I'm perfect or Trump's perfect. It's that he really is challenging the globalists. He's destroying their takeover plan of the U.S. and the world. And they're trying to destroy him, and they're trying to destroy me in the process and my family. And so I'm committed and doubled down on an issue of loyalty through this. Because you know someone by their enemies. And yeah, you say to all the tarot cards show that Trump's the guy. It's beyond that. It's the fight. You see how the globalists hate Trump and hate the liberty movement and how nationalism is spreading all over the world. I mean, I'm supporting nationalism in Brazil and nationalism in England and nationalism in you know, areas of Africa and Asia. Does it mean that UKIP's a perfect party? Does it mean that, the parties in Eastern Europe that are breaking away from the EU, that they're perfect? No. But they understand they're under foreign globalist domination. And the globalists are the big worldwide organized tyranny. They're the operatives. They're the ones that are the biggest threat. And so I admire Trump for having the courage to fight them and getting a foothold and starting to beat them. And that the fight is so close that I'm putting all my energy in to not hedging my bets. I mean, I could get up here and only halfway support Trump and not be such a big target. But I want to be a big target, just like he is. I want to give my full effort and commitment and not half measures in this historical time we're in. I want to be counted. I want my John Hancock on the Declaration of Independence. Do you think all the people on that Declaration of Independence liked each other or agreed with each other? Or they were all perfect? No. But they were up against an empire that had never been defeated. And they were sick of being ruled by an outside power. And they put it all on the line, and they were successful, and they were victorious. And so I smell victory. I smelled it 3 years ago. You've seen it happen. Now you see the economy coming back. Now you see all the changes. And so the proof is in the pudding. We were already conquered. They're threatening civil war because they want control again. They're the outside power. We kick the globalists out, then we can debate things politically and not be so committed one way or the other. But right now, this is life and death for this country. Stay there, Terrence. I'm going to come back and get your response to that. Then John, Jennifer, Chad, and others.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
ting-a-ling,
soon it will be Christmas Day.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Alex Jones. It's Monday, December 4th, 2017. We're going right back to your phone calls. Terrence, who we're going back to, asked the question, if you just joined us, what would it take for you to basically turn on Trump? Well, I'd have to turn on myself to do that, because I want our sovereignty back. I want control of our nation back. I don't want NAFTA and GATT and TPP transferring our sovereignty to unelected groups. It's not fair to turn our coal power off and then let other countries use it. It's not fair to just leave our borders wide open when those very nations who are exploiting us have borders. We're just reestablishing that we have a country right now. And Trump's delivering. That's why the powerful global forces that own the media have been so desperate to destroy. So people ask, would you turn on Trump to avert a civil war? We're trying to get the country back. I can't just get on my knees to the globalists and let them run things. Then it's forced inoculations. Then it's sensitivity training. Then it's political correctness brainwashing right out of the Soviet Union. They're openly announcing total censorship. They're announcing that your kids belong to the state. I'm surprised something like Trump didn't come along sooner. So for me, it's not even a question at all about why do I support Trump? I mean, the Democrats just keep thinking if they threaten me or cuss at me or take our sponsors or try to take my kids away, that I'm somehow going to run off into the dark because I'm scared of them. It's only going to make me fight harder. So I wouldn't betray myself. I wouldn't betray my family. So I wouldn't betray the president. I've been very critical of him, bad-mouthing WikiLeaks when that's what got him elected. And he said he would appoint somebody to the CDC to investigate vaccines. He's gone back on that. And he's done a few other things I don't like, but that's because he's overwhelmed and can't execute perfectly. I don't expect perfection. I'm not instant gratification. But, I mean, I couldn't get done all the stuff Trump's done. I'm surprised by what he's gotten done. And then we sit here watching him go through all this hell. And then we kind of hedge our bets with friends and family. Oh, yeah, Trump, yeah, whatever. I mean, I found out that I've known people for years who around me posed that they were libertarians, but behind the scenes hang out with Austin liberals and badmouth me. I mean, why not just say you hate Trump and you hate me? But see, they don't really hate Trump or hate me. They're just chameleons. They don't stand for anything. Well, you know what? I go out in public. I go to downtown Austin. I go eat food right there. You want to walk up my table and yell and cuss at me and tell me I'm filth? You go ahead and you do it. But you always run off because you don't want to have a discussion. And you talk about a cult. That's all any of them ever do is come up and say, F you. And they might add, you Russian agent, you're going to get it. And they're shaking. Because I want to bring our jobs back, and I'm pro-self-defense, and I don't hate America, and I don't hate our military, and I don't want to shoot cops in the back of the head. People go, man, you used to bash the cops a lot, but now you're like pro-cop. I wanted to reform the police and not have them be agents of the globalist, because they're an important fixture to the country. Doesn't mean I hate them or want to kill them, because I showed an interest in the police. I'm not in a gang, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not on one side or the other. I'm trying to promote freedom. I want to be where Trump is. I want to be up front. I want to be on the cutting edge. I want to be restoring the republic. I want to be taking on these tyrants. Because that's where the men are. I'm not some person that just flies around like a piece of paper in the wind off what looks popular. You stick my finger up and see which way the wind's blowing. I don't do things like that. I study history. I study what's happening in the country. I know the issues. And then I try to set a course for what historically produces the best, freest, honorable societies. And am I perfect? Absolutely not. But am I committed to Americana? Do I believe in what I stand for? I'm ready to die. 1,000 times what I believe in. That's not some big statement either. If you're even halfway alive, you better be willing to die for something. People think being a man is having a bunch of symbols of wealth or acting physically tougher on other men. That's not what a man does. A man does what's right and doesn't back down in the face of it. It has commitments. That's what this is about. That's why people out there always claim that I'm a fraud or I'm a phony, because it's the opposite. I'm the opposite of a fraud or phony. I'm willing to do anything to take on these people because I know what they are, a bunch of goddamn devil-worshipping pedophiles. And I won't apologize for saying that because it's not the Lord's name in vain. I hope God damns these people to hell for eternity. And I know this. I'm going to give my full energy and everything I've got, as imperfect as it is, to taking these people on, and I'm going to pour out everything I've got against them. Because I don't want to be around them or with them and their spirit. Because my very heart and my guts tells me they're pure death. They're a bunch of cowardly, backstabbing scum. And I'm so proud they hate me. Let me tell you, it's always scum that gets in my face. It's always, you can always tell, oh, look at that table of scum. They're going to come over here and say something. Because they're always a bunch of confused, ninnying, rudderless crap that think if they attack somebody that mainstream media hates, somehow they might be somebody by pointing their finger at me and saying, there's the bad guy. So there's my answer to you, Terrence. They can put a gun to my head and say, if you don't come out and say you hate Trump, we're going to blow your brains out. I'd say, pull the trigger. I've already basically had the Democratic Party and the whole structure try to take my children away from me. I've already had them do things you wouldn't believe behind the scenes. And you know what? It doesn't make me cry. I'm not a victim. I'm not looking for ways out of this without confrontation. It makes me go, oh, I'm really getting attacked. Let's go that direction. Where's the strongest attack from? That's my radar guidance system, is to go directly in to where the attack is. All they're doing is steering me. Oh, man, they're really attacking now. Like a Geiger counter going right to the source of the radiation. See, then I think about the average person just thinks about themselves, how to get ahead. When you think like that, you lose everything. The most selfish thing is to stand up for what's right, because that's what gives you the world. But that's how God works. You didn't mean it to be that way, but you got the world because you were willing to lose it all. These people think you get the world by being willing to lose nothing, and all you end up being is alone. I'm not going to be with the timid souls that serve evil when I die. I'm going to run the race. I'm going to blow it out. And when I collapse and I'm dead, I'm going to leave a lot of energy behind against these people. And that's why they hate us, because they know we know who they are, and we have the will to break them. And we are going to break them. And nation states across the world are going to pull away from world government and pull away from these multinational corporations that are anti-God, anti-family. And all of you leftists are going to scream in hate. As from Russia to the UK to the US to you name it pulls away, you're all going to scream, oh, Austria's voting to leave the EU because they're Russian agents. Italy's voting to get out of the EU because they're Russian agents. No, because they want to be their own people and not under some Nazi collaborator's grandson's control, unelected Juncker. See, you have to understand, they're always saying we're Russian collaborators. Because they're the globalists. They're the ones killing the nation state. They're the ones bashing having American flags. It's their Ninth Circuit saying you can't have an American flag in school. Not Donald Trump. They're the ones telling you hate America. They're the ones telling you the country's bad. They're the ones telling you piss on your ancestors. Have no respect. They're the enemy. They're the cancer. They're the problem. They're what they say we are. Does that answer your question, Terrence?
Yeah, I would say you did. And you know what? Thank you for the heart in your voice again. I need to hear that. I'm a strong man like you. I'm a 27-year-old male with a daughter who I do think to myself, now, Alex Jones, these globalists could kill you. Who cares about me? Who cares about you? But my daughter, they threatened to kill my daughter. How do you respond to that?
You had globalists threaten to kill your daughter?
No, but I can only imagine if this is what's going on.
I'll tell you why they won't threaten your daughter. If you have it in your heart to kill anybody that threatens your daughter, that woman won't do it. So, you understand? You got to be willing to kill for your family so people don't mess with you. But you got to have that, and they got to know it.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.